Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of Revelation. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And then we see the numbers, all these that we read from verse 4 down to verse number 8, these 12 tribes. I mentioned earlier that the tribe of Dan is not mentioned here. Why? Well, the Bible's not clear on that, but I believe it's because the tribe of Dan was the one who led Israel into idolatry. They introduced idolatry to Israel through the tribe of Dan. There's some other things I could talk about, but I think the real reason is because the Antichrist, now I believe, we looked at it when we get a little bit farther in our study of the book of Revelation, when Antichrist comes to the forefront, I believe he not only will be a Jew, I believe he will be from the tribe of Dan. Dan is a snake in the grass. Remember blessing the boys, and he said, you know, all these boys getting these blessings, here comes Dan. And Jacob said, son, you're a snake in the grass. You're going to bite your brother's heel, or something like that, you know, you go, the horseman, you know, all that. And called him snake. Well, I believe the Antichrist will be, I'll have some disagreements, and people think he's going to be a Gentile or whatever, different things, but I think it's pretty clear he'll be from the tribe of Dan, a Jew. And because of that, the tribe of Dan will not have a part of the 144,000, however. Isn't it interesting? I looked at it again yesterday in the book of Ezekiel, where in the millennial reign of Christ, after the tribulation period, and he begins the kingdom in the millennial reign of Christ, he begins to divide up the land of Israel. Again, I take it very literally. He divides them among the tribes of Israel, and guess who the first one he mentions in that listing of all those tribes of Israel? The very first tribe that he mentions of giving land to is Dan. Isn't that interesting? In the tribulation, he's not mentioned as a witness, but in the millennium, he's the first one mentioned. Why? I believe it just shows the grace of God, the forgiveness of God. Or God, aren't you glad God don't hold nothing against us? If he did, we'd be in bad shape. So from the tribulation, he's not mentioned. Again, I believe the Antichrist comes from that tribe. But in the millennium, they're the first one mentioned. It's really interesting, little tidbits of information. Then verse number 9. Wow. We'll learn more about these 144,000 in some other chapters. Okay. I think it's chapter 14, who these 144,000 were. It describes them a little bit farther. But now he focuses his attention on this great multitude, these people, which no man could number. And notice, of all nations and kindred and people and tongues, all the people groups, every nation upon the face of the earth, every tribe, people. Is it Wycliffe or whoever these people are that translate scriptures, doing a great job. But yet they tell us how many tongues yet have not been reached for Christ, not able to communicate with them. During the tribulation period, these 144,000 will go all over the world to every nation, every people group, every tongue, and tell them about how's that going to happen. God's going to give them the ability to speak in an unknown tongue. And I'm not a Pentecostal.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Morgan. I am not. But I tell you, when I went to Kenya, I had to go to language school, learn Swahili. Because God just didn't give me that gift to go. Boy, it would have been nice to just go to Romania. When Doug went to Romania, Danny went to Thailand, all of a sudden you're fluent in that language and you didn't have to learn the language. These 144,000 will be supernaturally endued on high with power. That they go throughout the world to these, it says in every tongue, language group, they're going to share with them the gospel without having to go to language school. They'll go to somewhere on these islands, somewhere in the Southeast Pacific, nobody's touched, or wherever it may be, and start speaking there. Wouldn't that be something? You believe? I do. It's what it says. All nations and kindreds and people and tongues, they all stood before the throne. And then we saw the rest of this when he said, who are these people? Who are these people? Then the elder said, these are the ones that came out of great tribulation. That great tribulation. So I want you to see, in this chapter, we saw the beginning. Don't seal, don't hurt, this the earth, the land, the sea, until I seal my service. And now he's talking about these are they that came out of the tribulation. They didn't come through it. They didn't survive. They died. But yet God brought them out. They're in heaven. He gives them white robes, and they're worshiping. And I got to close here with this. We'll pick this up more when we get to Revelation 14 about the ministry of the 144,000. But there again, every verse is pregnant with information. White robes, what kind of bodies do people have in heaven today? They don't have a glorified body. You know, they're, you know, when they die, their spirit, their soul went to heaven, but their body's in the ground or wherever it may be. But they have some kind of a body because they have white robes given to them. Well, nobody really knows, I guess, except the Apostle Paul, and he couldn't tell us. I just saw something again this past week. Another person went to heaven for 11 hours. A preacher. And it was 11 hours. And he saw Jesus, he saw, and people were listening to what he had to say because he went to heaven. And he's telling people, did y'all see that? Got a little note where you get all kinds of crazy stuff. He went for 11 hours, he went to heaven. And people follow guys like that. I would hope if I went off the deep end and I come in next Sunday and I tell you, I went to heaven last week. I would hope y'all put me in a straitjacket or check my temperature or take me to a rehab to get off the drugs that I was taking or whatever. What, you know, I'm just kidding. You know what I'm talking about? No, I'm not kidding either. You know, I got to close. There's crazy people out there in this world. And even crazier, people following them. Mega churches, and this has nothing to do with what our lesson is. And I'm just so caught up in this, reading some things this week, and things are coming up. Making millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. People living in these nice homes, driving airplanes, and driving preachers. And people giving them the money. Then we ask for faith promise today. I'll get back on the thing. One of them's a dollar a week. And some, and I'll do this for Doug, okay? Some of our people are going to strain to give a dollar or $5 a week. I don't know if I can give five more dollars a week. Well, how about 10? How about 20? It goes on up. There's a blank line. I wonder how many people will do even more. Again, this is... It's up between you and God. But I just find it fascinating that people will give things to all kinds of false teachers and build magnificent buildings and edifices, but to get the gospel in all the world, yeah, I'll give you a dollar. Are you following? Well, that'll prep you up for this morning's message. What will God have you to do? What will God have you to do about getting the gospel into all the world? He that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly, but he that soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. And remember, it's all for the cause of Christ. It's not to increase your pastor's salary. Amen. It's not to build a bigger building. It's not to do nothing but getting the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. That's what it's all about. Amen and amen. Our Father, thank you for the morning. Well, we really read in the Bible about these great men that you're going to set apart to take the gospel into all the world. And Lord, you've given that commission to your church. Lord, so many of us are failing in that. Lord, that's what this is all about, our past week of missions conference. Lord, to encourage us to continue to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature as much as you give us the opportunity. Lord, may we go through those open doors. Bless our people here today as we make these commitments of giving to you. Lord, may our hearts be open, Lord, to your perfect will in our lives, that we can see souls saved, not just around here, but also around the world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Let's get ready for worship. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear the Old Paths in concert. You won't want to miss it. That's Saturday, February 5th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Come hear the Old Paths and be blessed. I hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.